Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for choosing to praise and be raised. Yes, let's praise and be raised. I love these things the Holy Spirit gives me. Yeah. We place our hand on our heart and we take a breath of love and gratitude. We're beginning with that gratitude, rising up on a wave of gratitude. We're grateful that we can depend upon the Holy Spirit, that higher Holy Spirit self that is always for us and never against us. We are grateful to rise up and open our mind, open our heart, and relinquish any attachments we have to false beliefs, to self-attack, to comparing and despairing. We are giving all that over to the Holy Spirit for healing, and we're allowing ourselves to rise up. We're cultivating self-love and self-compassion. We are grateful to surrender the habits of self-attack and self-sabotage. We are grateful to open ourselves to the unlimited and the unprecedented. So grateful to know that the fullness of God's infinite love is in our heart. It's in our mind. And so we're choosing to rise up. We're choosing to pay attention to what we're grateful for. We are willing to be grateful for more and more and more. For more opportunities we have, for more beauty that we can see, for more kindness expressing from our heart to the world. We are grateful for the shifts and changes that make a powerful difference in our life. We are sharing the benefits with everyone. We let it be, and so it is. Amen. 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 Oh my gosh, I am raised up. I'm risen. I'm grateful to pray with you today, so thank you. Grateful for the laughter. Okay, what's coming up? We just did the class with Gary Renard in the Quantum Counseling Program. We have 14 more classes to go, so you can join us at any point. I'm really loving this series. And what's coming up? Saturday, Kieran J. Gardner's deep dive into A Course in Miracles. What does home mean to us in terms of A Course in Miracles? You know it's going to be healing and revelatory. And I feel the same way about my self-love workshop on Sunday. So two events this weekend. And then we have the End My Self-Sabotage Challenge begins on March 24th. That's always deeply healing and transformative. Then in May, we have the two in-person events in Scottsdale, Arizona, the Counseling Training Intensive and the How to Lead and Create Workshops That Make a Difference. Two wonderful events. And more to come, always more to come. God is infinitely creative, and so are we. I love you. Have an amazing day. Rising up on waves of gratitude. Praise and be raised. Mwah.